USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is clearly pleased about the results of a new study of hydroxychloroquine, which shows the drug did help COVID-19 patients survive, even though scientists are still debating its use in the treatment of that illness. According to a study at Detroit's Henry Ford Health System, 13% fewer hospitalized patients died if they were given the drug. Speaking with reporters, White House advisor Peter Navarro said that, quote, science says there's a high probability that it has a prophylactic ability, and he's blaming the media for what he calls hydroxyhysteria. The girlfriend of a Fort Hood soldier could face 20 years in federal prison. She's been accused of helping her boyfriend dismember and bury a female soldier that he killed with a hammer on an Army base in Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Economic protesters are calling for today to be blackout day at cash registers across America, a day for black people to only shop at black-owned businesses. The event started in 2015 to try to fight negative stereotypes, but it's attracting even more attention this year amid the massive waves of protests nationwide against racial injustice. As we've been reporting, several U.S. cities saw waves of violence over the holiday weekend. Chicago police say they've made an arrest in connection with the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl who was visiting her grandmother, who was simply standing on a sidewalk on the 4th of July when gunmen got out of a vehicle and started firing. A police spokesman says
he didn't give an exact motive for the incident, and I don't want to go too deep into it right now because of we do have the additional offenders we are looking for.
Wall Street stocks are up, but only slightly. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
International students could get forced out of the United States if their institutions offer online-only courses amid the coronavirus pandemic. In that case, students on F-1 and M-1 visas must leave the country or make other arrangements, like transferring to a school that offers in-person instruction to remain a lawful status. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency making that announcement in a news release late yesterday. Actor Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard are in a London court at this hour in connection with a libel case against the Sun tabloid over accusations of domestic violence. The paper accused Depp of beating his wife and said that there were overwhelming pieces of evidence. And at one point in court, Depp's lawyer read a transcript of a 2015 recording in which Heard was talking about how she was the one throwing the punches. The Sun's publisher is standing by its article, though. The Kansas City Chiefs and Super Bowl-winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes making history on a record-breaking contract extension that exceeds $500 million. The former league MVP signed a 10-year deal yesterday worth $503 million, with $477 million of that in guarantee and a no-trade clause. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.